Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very significant and interesting hadith. This hadith is about the characteristics of a foolish person, and it's been narrated from the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. You know, foolishness is one of those, you know, bad moral qualities. The Prophet Jesus alayhi salam is reported to have said, foolishness is the worst of diseases. And he also said the greatest poverty is foolishness. Right? So poverty is a very foolishness is a very bad trait, and we should try to avoid it. So how do we know if we're a foolish person or not? We have to look at these characteristics, and these characteristics of a foolish person have been narrated from the Prophet Jesus. The Prophet Jesus alayhi salam was once asked about the traits of a foolish person. In response to this question, he said, the foolish person is the one who is proud of himself and his own opinion. Pride is one of the characteristics of a foolish person. Who sees all good traits as coming from himself and sees no one better than himself. He thinks that he's the best person and that all of his qualities are good. Right. The Prophet Jesus then said, he has decided that all rights are his. He thinks that, you know, he has a right over everybody. You know, when he enters a room, he thinks that people should stand up for him. He thinks that out of respect, he thinks people should respect him. He thinks people, should treat him better than they treat others, and so on and so forth. And he is of the opinion that others have no right over him. He thinks that he doesn't have to do anything for anybody, right? Like for example, in a family, let's say there's a family, and a member of the family thinks that he doesn't have to do anything in the family, doesn't have to set the table, doesn't have to wash the dishes, doesn't have to take out the trash. This is the job of other people in the family. Everybody in the family should do something for him, right? They should cater to his needs. He doesn't have to do anything for anybody else. Or like, for example, if he's, you know, working at some place, he thinks everybody should, you know, his opinion is the best and everybody should listen to him. Nobody should listen to anybody else. So this, the Prophet Jesus then said, so this is the fool for whom there is no cure for his disease. How could there be a cure for such a person? In order to be cured from a disease, you have to understand that you have that disease. This person is of the opinion that, you know, there's nothing wrong with him, and how can he become aware that he is sick and he has this malady and that he should seek a cure for it, right? This is a very dangerous and evil quality, and, if somebody becomes plagued with it, it becomes difficult to be cured from it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the characteristics of a foolish person in the words of the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد و
وآل محمد.